work closely with PolicyLink as well as several other traditional civil and human rights groups and traditional transportation access infrastructure organizations. But for us, for the leadership conference, the issue is about access and affordability and making sure that the investment includes those that we argue traditionally have been left out of the decision-making process and have not really had the same type of access to transportation-related jobs, and then also just actually accessing, being able to access the system. So we're talking about people with low incomes, communities of color, people with disabilities, seniors, and many people in rural areas, being able to afford transportation to access healthy food, healthcare, jobs, education, affordable housing, in terms of proportion of one's income. Low-income communities, not surprisingly, spend a disproportionate amount of their annual incomes on transportation compared to middle-income Americans. So, like low-income Americans, they spend about 42% of their total annual incomes on transportation, whereas the bulk of Americans, middle-income, they spend a little bit less, on 22, about 22%. So when you combine that with housing and perhaps healthcare costs or maybe education costs, you're really, eating up their, certainly low-income individuals are eating up a larger percentage of their income just trying to get to and from work or to look for work or to access healthcare.